Turn in your Bibles to the book of Acts, please. Stand in reverence to the Word of God if you're able. Chapter 8, verse number 1. Just going to read four verses tonight. Four verses in your hearing. And the Bible said, and Saul was consenting unto his death. Anybody know who the he is in that? His? That would be Stephen. In other words, when they stoned Stephen to death, they laid their garments at the feet of that man named Saul. And at the time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. I want you to see, I've never seen this before in my life till this afternoon. They were all scattered abroad. I knew about that. Throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria. Notice these next words. Except the apostles. I don't know why I missed that all these years. Amen. Except the apostles. You remember what I said this morning? A lot of people have the idea, Brother Gary, that's the pastor's job. That's the deacon's job. But here, I'm going to show you something. Watch this now. Except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women, committed them to prison. It was a mess, was it not? Do y'all not feel like we're in a mess today? Amen. But here, I'm telling you, it was a mess. Now watch verse 4. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Do y'all see that right there? They that the word of God said were scattered abroad. And God said, it's not the apostles. They've gone into this house and gone into that house and gone into this house, and they're going all over Judea. They're going all over Samaria. Can anybody think of a verse? You can be seated real quickly. Anybody think of a verse that goes with that? Think about Acts chapter number 1. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is... But anyway, the Bible said, and they shall receive power. Ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. Y'all remember that? That promise that was given? And how many knows that that promise was not just given to the preachers, so to speak, to God's men, but in that upper room there was men gathered and women gathered, and the Holy Ghost came down on all of them. They waited on that promise from God in order that they could go and do the work of God. Amen. Let's pray just a moment tonight. I'm going to give you three things, a little bit of an introduction and three things hurriedly that I believe will help us. Father, we thank you tonight for the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, for your people. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. We thank you, God, how that you're working in our hearts. And I believe that, Lord, you're working in our hearts as a people. You're helping us. And Lord, when you help us, it's going to help us to be a help to somebody else. And I pray tonight, our Father, for Brother Junior and his son. Lord, I know it's not a good situation. I just pray, Lord, you'd comfort them and help them tonight in their trial. Many of our people, Lord, tonight are going through trials and tribulation down here. Lord, I thank you we have a home where we'll never go through another trial. Until then, God, your grace is sufficient. In Jesus' name, and amen, and amen. I want to ask you a question tonight. If I were to ask you this question, what is the fruit of the Spirit? How many think you could answer that at least somewhat? How many think you could answer that at least somewhat? I can't quote the verses, but the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace. And I won't get it exactly right, but long-suffering and gentleness and meekness and temperance and faith and goodness. And the Bible said, against such there is no law. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Now, if I ask you this tonight, what is the fruit of the Christian? How would you answer that? How many knows the fruit of the Spirit and the fruit of the Christian is two different things? Let me give you an example. The Word of God said, they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. I believe that's Daniel chapter 12 and verse number 3. But then the Bible said in Proverbs 11 and verse 30, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. When Jesus, turn to John chapter 15 for just a moment. Jesus is talking in John chapter 15. And before I go to John chapter 15, I'm going to have to go to Psalm chapter 1. All this sitting right there just a minute ago while the choir was singing. John chapter 15, mark your place there with your finger and turn back to Psalm chapter 1. In Psalm chapter number 1. How many believes verse 1? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. How many believes that's right? God will bless that man. Okay, but why? Here's my question. Why do we not want to walk in the counsel of the ungodly, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of the scornful? Well, we want to be blessed, don't we? I do. I want to be blessed of God. But there's more to it than that. Look at the next verse. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. There's more to it than just daily devotions. There's more to it than just getting in the Bible and the Bible getting in us. You say, what do you mean, Pastor? Look at verse 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, watch this, that bringeth forth what? Bringeth forth what? His fruit. Is that the fruit of the Spirit or is that the fruit of the Christian? Bringeth forth his fruit in his season, his leaf also shall not wither. You see, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Boy, I like that, don't you? Go back to John chapter 15 just quickly. Jesus said, I'm the true vine, my Father's the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch in me that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. If you'll notice in this passage of Scripture, there's four different fruits. There's no fruit, there's fruit, there's more fruit, and there's much fruit. All of them are pictured right here. Let's just read on quickly. He purges it that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except you abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Watch this now. For without me, you can do nothing. So we have the Holy Spirit of God living in us. Is that right? Everybody saved has the Holy Spirit. Man don't have the Holy Spirit, he don't have Christ. That's what the Bible said. If you have not the Spirit of God, you're none of his. Amen? And so when you got saved by the grace of God, the Holy Spirit came in you. And listen. The Bible talks about branches. The Bible talks about that Jesus said, I'm the vine, and you're the branches. And one of the things we need to understand is that it is the Holy Spirit, if you wanted to call him the sap, say amen. He's the sap in our lives, amen, that helps us to stay connected to the vine. But out there on the end of the vine is not sap. Out there on the end of the vine is a grape. Out there on the end of the vine is fruit. And so God wants us to stay connected with him that we might bear fruit to his honor and to his glory. I was thinking this morning, I didn't mention it in the morning service, but somewhere in Kingsport, there's another Marge. Somewhere in Kingsport, there's another Jim. And if we're halfway worth our salt, we ought to be praying, God, help us to find them. Help us to be there when they need us. Amen. Help us to have the message. Help us to be the messenger. Help us to have the right motive. Amen. Not about me, about him. And about sinners being saved by the grace of God. I'll give you three things quickly tonight. Number one, I see a pattern in chapter number 8 of the book of Acts. The Word of God said in the pattern here, therefore they were scattered abroad. They went everywhere preaching the Word. I wanted you to see this. This is a bunch of people scattered. Scattered out. Scattered out. Watch this now. In this passage in chapter number 8, you not only have a bunch of people scattered out preaching the Word, but you have one man on a mission. Philip is that one man that... Listen, he's leaving a revival meeting. Great, you can read it right there. He went down to the city of Samaria. He preached Christ unto them. And the people, watch this, with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Unclean spirits crying with a loud voice come out of many of the possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and were lame, were healed. And there was great joy in that city. You know what God did? Philip, he said, Philip, I know you're in the city. I know you're in the crowd. I know there's a lot going on. Amen. I know Christ is being magnified. I know that people with one accord have but there's one out there in the desert. And I need you to leave this great meeting and leave what's going on in this city and go out yonder and get that one. You remember what Jesus said in the parable there in Luke chapter 15? What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, would not leave the 99? Now you could picture that as leaving the church. Say amen. Now, I'm not talking about leaving the church. You understand what I mean? But we're going to leave the church till Wednesday night, and we could pray tonight, God, help us to find that one. There's one out there that'll listen. There's one. We can make a difference in their life. So I see the pattern, not only a multiple pattern here, but a singular pattern. And I believe with all of my heart that it's important that we understand our responsibility as Christians. And I'm asking God to help me. I pastored years ago down in Carter's Valley, and there was a man. His first name was Randall. And Randall, he told the church this. He said he didn't even know I was in the world. And I watched him in the line at Walmart. I watched him talking to people. I watched him talking to the lady that was checking him out. In other words, I wasn't doing it for some show. I'm telling you, there was a time in my life. Beloved, listen, it was so good, I just wanted to tell everybody. Say amen. I wasn't too busy. Say amen to tell anybody about Jesus. And so God's helping me. You say, Pastor, when you slip, what do? You fix the slipping. Right. Amen. I had a tiller on the back of the tractor. And I put the tiller down in the ground, Brother Houston, and it wouldn't till. You want to know why? It's got a slip clutch on it. That slip clutch is to protect the drive gears and everything. In other words, you hit something, a rock or something that's too hard or a root, and that slip clutch just slips to keep from tearing the tractor up or the drive line up or the tiller up. So I had to get off, Brother David, go to the shop and find some tools and tighten it up. You know what God's trying to do to Pastor tonight? Tighten him up. You know what God wants to do at Bible Way? He wants to tighten us up. If we're not careful, we get loose. And we go to slipping. And we forget why we're here. Yes, we want to bring God glory, but nothing brings God glory like people getting saved by the grace of God. Amen. I don't think we ought to shout all the way to heaven while people are dying without God all around us. You say, Pastor, where'd you get that? I was reading in the book of Nehemiah last night. The walls were broken down. The people were in distress, and Nehemiah heard about it. Brother, he didn't have a party, Brother Gary. The Bible said he wept. The Bible said he mourned. The Bible said he fasted. He wanted to do something about it. Say amen. Amen. But first he had to get alone with God. And so tonight, I see the pattern for soul winning here in verse number 8. I want to give you this secondly tonight. Secondly, I want you to see this tonight. I want you to see the promise. Look with me, if you will, in chapter 55 of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter number 55. I think this is important, very important. You say, Pastor, I just refuse to take one of those gospel tracts, and I refuse. Well, let me tell you what the problem is. You don't believe God. Amen. You see, if we believe God's word has power, then we'll share God's word with others. I want you to see the promise. This is a promise from God, not from Pastor. The Bible said in verse number 6 of chapter 55, how many loves chapter 55? Chapter 53 of the book of Isaiah. The word of God said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he shall have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. How many believes our God is still in the pardoning business? He's still in the mercy business. Watch this now. The Word of God said, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." Until today, I never had this thought about that verse. We're talking about soul winning, and I'm talking about it in its context. I'm going to show you right here in a minute. A promise from God. A promise concerning God's Word. You know, tonight, His ways are higher than our ways. It ought to blow our minds tonight that the likes of Him, Brother Steve, would choose to use the likes of us in the most important work on the face of the earth, the work of getting souls to Christ. Well, notice the promise tonight. The Bible said, "For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, so that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater." This all fits perfectly. Look at the next verse. "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it." I don't believe you can give the Word of God to the wrong person. Everybody needs Jesus. And God loves every one of them. I don't know how many times that I've tried to witness through the years, and the person that I was witnessing to was a Christian. And they say something like this, "You know, we should all be doing this, shouldn't we?" So even if you're witnessing to somebody and they're already saved, God can speak to their heart and help them to tighten up the clutch and quit slipping. Amen. "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth." That reminded me of the tract that was thrown in the trash can in the prison. Wadded it up. I'm going to tell you something. Listen to him carefully. I'll tell you another story real quick. You'll like this. I had a little testament. But Steve, when I worked in a machine shop, it was not a very clean environment. I didn't wear a white lab coat. I mean, I got dirty. I was in the fabrication end of it, and I had a little testament that I keep in my pocket, and sometimes there was a process going on with a machine. At one time, all you had to do, you don't have to be smart to run a CNC machine. You just have to be smart to program it. And I didn't know how to program it, but all you're doing, a chance you just take loosen the clutch and take a part out that's finished, put another part in, close the door, and push a button, and it starts the process all over again. Amen. So there's time, and I'd stand there and read. When I got ready to leave that job, I was actually leaving that job to go and pastor the first church that I ever pastored in Wise, Virginia, Hurricane Baptist Church. There was a lost man, Brother Houston. A lost man. Now, listen to me. I'm going somewhere with this. I want you to see this. God just brought that back to my mind when I was thinking about the prison. It was a lot. That story ended up good. Somebody threw it in a trash can. Ain't that right? Somebody else got it out and ironed it out and read it and trusted Christ as their Savior. But listen to me. I'm going to tell you another story that's going to end up good. I gave it to this man. This man was lost. He had no testimony whatsoever. He cussed like a sailor. Amen. He didn't care who knew it. And my boss, when I went back to visit the first time, he gave me the New Testament back. He said, "Brother Rick, he threw it in the trash can. And I couldn't leave it in the trash can. And I got it out of the trash can." He said, "Now, Pastor, how can you say that my word will not return unto me void?" Brother Rick, if that man dies lost, you know what God's going to do? He's going to march him right back to a machine shop. When you had the answer in your hand and you threw it in the trash can. Amen. I'm telling you, God said His word won't return void. Amen. It's amen. Amen. You can't go wrong by giving somebody the word of the living God. Amen. And so tonight, we see the pattern in Acts. We see the promise in the book of Isaiah. Now go with me, and I'm finished. The book of Psalms. Some of y'all are looking at me like I can't believe it. I can't either. I just wrote three words in the margin of my Bible. Psalm chapter 126. Psalm 126. Brother Ralph, you know that song? Did you look at it, brother? You don't know it, really? Well, I play it on my phone. That'll work. Psalm 126. Psalm 126. Everybody there, say amen. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. When I read that today, you know what I thought about? When God saved me, it was like being in a dream. I told somebody last week, sometimes I wish I was a free will and I could get saved again. It was for good the first time. Say amen. I'm in, buddy. I'm in. If I could do it again, amen, I'm in. Count me in. I'm going to tell you something. For 2 weeks, I didn't even know my feet was touching the ground. The Bible said we were like them that dream. You know what I thought? This is so good. Why don't everybody get in on it? That's what I thought, amen. The night God saved me, I was out at 2 o'clock in the morning, didn't realize what time it was. That's the truth. See, I didn't know I was going to preach, but God already did. He's getting me a head start on long ones, amen. Amen. 2 o'clock in the morning. Guess what Jesus did? What? He saved me. Amen. Linda! That's what he said. His name was Doug. Put out some coffee! We rejoiced in the goodness of God. Amen. Like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue was singing. Then said they among the heathen. Now watch this. This is not among the church. This is among the heathen. You know what we need in Kingsport? We need the heathen talking about what's going on in the church. You say, how in the world are the heathen going to know what's going on in the church? How many just got it? I said this morning, Brother Steve, we'll see more glory in the church when we take more God out of the church. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. And then they said, the Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. How many's in on that right there? How many say, God's been good? Watch this now. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Look at verse 5. They that sow in tears. Here's the question. Where's our tears? Where's that broken heart like Nehemiah had? I'm not asking that to you. God's asking that to all of us. Honey, we rejoice in the fact that Jesus is coming. But it ought to break our heart that we've got 4 or 5 young people every Sunday morning sitting among us. That's what we know of. I said, that's what we know of. Honey, I sat in the congregation for 6.5 years and nobody knew of it. But God knew of it. That's what we know of. The Bible said, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, that's the word of God, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Y'all see that right there? You say, Pastor, what do you see? I see a pattern, I see a promise, and I see a praise. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless. What's that mean? That means God said, you've got my word on it. Come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Let me see if I can find this. There it is. I don't have it pulled up because I was planning on Brother Ralph singing it. And I just about guarantee you when Brother Ralph hears it, he'll recognize it. Let's see here. Let me try that right there. Come on down through here. I found it by the Chuck Wagon Gang. How many's ever heard of them? Boy, I like it. Amen. Amen. Let's see here. I'll get it in a minute. Okay, let me do this. Oh, it's going to be good. It'll be worth listening to. Okay, let's see here. Maybe. Nope. Okay, that's all right. I'll find it here in just a minute. I'm going to add a little bit to it. Bringing in the sheaves, the chuck wagon gang. Here we go. You ready? It's still keyed up where I left it off.
Soaring in the morning, sowing seeds of kindness. Soaring in the night,
I told you.
Waiting for the harvest and the time.
Come on, Brother Ralph and Laura, come on.
Come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
Sing it, youngins. You can sing better standing up. I like it, don't you?
Sowing in the sunshine, sowing in the
shade. Come on, Brother Val.
Fearing neither clouds nor winter's chilly breeze.
One more time, then Brother Ralph got us. All right, Brother Ralph, come on, buddy. This is going to be better than the chuck wagon gang. Amen. Brother Josh, you go ahead and get ready. Brother Steve, go ahead and get ready. Y'all are going to sing. If you don't have any ammunition, get you some tonight. Amen. Pray over it tonight. And if he doesn't give you ammunition away, like some have, come back and reload. Amen. And let's take this word of God out into the highways, into the byways. And Brother Michael, I'm excited about Wednesday night. I believe God's going to let us sow, and I believe God's going to let us reap, brother. Amen. Among those young people. Praise God.